This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Many American cities continue cleaning up this Monday after a weekend of peaceful protests turned violent, leading to curfews around the country. The protests and curfews are among many imposed by local and state leaders in the United States as people continue to react to the death of George Floyd. The police officer charged in his death is due to make his first appearance in court in the state of Minnesota today. Three other officers also at the Floyd arrest have been fired, but for now don't face any charges. Floyd is the African-American man who died in custody of white police officers after one of them held his knee into the neck of the handcuffed Floyd while Floyd was pinned to the ground, repeatedly saying he could not breathe. Armed National Guard soldiers lined the steps of Los Angeles City Hall, and cities across California declared curfew Sunday night to head off more violence after unruly demonstrations at earlier protests. As demonstrations spread from Minneapolis to the White House, New York City, and overseas, federal law enforcement officials insisted far-left groups were stoking violence. Meanwhile, experts who track extremists also reported seeing evidence of the far right at work. Communities in various nations around the world staged rallies in sympathy with U.S. anger over the killing of George Floyd. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Several thousand people have marched in New Zealand's largest city to protest George Floyd's killing. And at a gathering in central London on Sunday, thousands offered support for American demonstrators, chanting "No justice, no peace," and waving placards with the words "How many more?" In authoritarian nations, the unrest became a chance to undermine US criticism of their own situations. Iranian state television repeatedly aired images of the US unrest, while Russia said the U.S. had systematic human rights problems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. American health officials warn there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protest of the death of George Floyd. Protesters have been seen masked and unmasked at demonstrations around the U.S. in recent days. More than 372,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. That figure is more than 104,000 in the United States. The number of global infections has almost reached 6.2 million, and nearly 1.8 million of them are in the U.S. South Africa's education minister apologized Monday for a week-long delay in reopening schools due to a lack of readiness. Thousands of grade 7 and grade 12 students had been preparing to attend the first classes in the country after 2.5 months of homeschooling to limit the spread of coronavirus. The education department announced late Sunday it had postponed the resumption date to June 6th, saying the extra week would serve to better prepare facilities and train staff. In Cameroon, schools and universities reopened Monday with hundreds of thousands of students going to class despite a continued rise in cases of COVID-19. More than half of COVID-19 patients in the country have recovered from the disease. The prime minister said this indicates the strategy put in place by the government to protect Cameroonians from the coronavirus is yielding positive results. Officials say the increasing number of recoveries from the virus and health measures taken at schools makes them confident they can handle the pandemic. China's National Health Commission announced Monday by the end of reporting Sunday, the Chinese mainland reported 16 new imported infections of the new coronavirus disease. No deaths related to the disease nor new suspected cases were reported on the mainland. People familiar with U.S. President Donald Trump's administration's deliberations say he has little choice but to stick with his Phase One China trade deal. This despite his anger at Beijing over the coronavirus pandemic, new Hong Kong security rules, and dwindling hopes China can meet U.S. goods purchase targets. The U.S.-China trade negotiations took more than 2 years, heaped tariffs on $370 billion of Chinese products, roiled financial markets, and dimmed global growth prospects well before the coronavirus outbreak crushed them. Belarus opposition leader Mykola Statkevich was sentenced to 15 days in police detention Monday as dozens of activists were held by authorities after rallies throughout the country. Tensions in repressive ex-Soviet Belarus have ratcheted up since authorities announced presidential elections would be held August 9th. Alexander Lukashenko, who has ruled the country with an iron fist since 1994, has confirmed he will run again. Statkevich, who was detained on Sunday, was found guilty of organizing an unauthorized rally in the capital of Minsk May 24th, his wife told AFP. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.